wonderful to be in the presence of God.
在神的同在中实在太好了。
We have the assurance that we're two or three are gathered that He's here in our midst.
我们实在有确据，当两三个人奉主的名聚集，他就在我们当中。
And as we have heard these last few nights, we serve a risen Savior.
就像我们过去几个晚上传讲的，我们所侍奉的乃是复活主。
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
Let's just look to the Lord again in prayer before we look into the Word.
让我们一起来到主的面前。
Father, we thank you this morning for so great a salvation.
主，我们为着你伟大的救恩，我们感谢你。
But Lord, you've lifted us out of that horrible pit and out of the miry clay.
因为你将我们从坑中救起来。
Set our feet on a solid rock.
将我们的脚放在那个坚固的地上。
Put a new song in our heart, even praise unto our God.
你将一首新诗放在我们里面，叫我们向你发出赞美。
Lord, we just turn our gaze afresh upon you this morning.
主啊，我们今天早晨再将我们的眼目调转在你身上。
Lord, you who are the living word.
主，你是那个活的字句。
Come and break this bread to us this morning.
今天早晨将生命的饼再在我们当中拨开。
Lord, satisfy every longing here this morning.
叫每一个渴慕的心都得着满足。
Meet every need.
主啊，来充满每一个需要。
Thank you, you are the great shepherd of the sheep.
我们感谢你，因为你是群羊的大牧人。
You know every circumstance of our life.
你知道我们生命中的每一个遭遇。
Every situation that we're facing.
每一个我们所面对的境况。
Father, we ask that, Lord, you would do what only you can do.
因此，父啊，我们求你做你唯有你能够做的事。
Change our lives, Lord. Transform us.
改变我们，主啊。
Make us more like you, we pray.
让我们更多像你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
This morning I have been asked if I would speak on a particular portion of scripture.
今天早晨有人问我，我要讲哪一部分的经节。
I do not like being told what to preach on.
我不喜欢有人给我一个题目。
But it was not your leadership that asked me to do this.
但是不是你们的你们当中的负责人要求我这样做。
It is a request from a friend of mine.
乃是我一个朋友向着我的请求。
A request that I have carried in my Bible for many, many years.
而这个请求我已经放在我的圣经中许多年了。
The friend is a wonderful preacher, teacher.
这个朋友是一个非常好的牧师与教师。
Now gone to glory.
他现在已经被主接去了。
I have looked at this request many times and done nothing about it.
常常我看着他这个请求呢，却没有做什么。
I've felt embarrassed that I have not fulfilled this request.
我对于我没有答应他的请求感到非常的不好意思。
But this morning I want to fulfill the request of my friend.
但是今天早晨呢，我就要满足他这个请求。
The request is an old request.
这虽然是一个已经很久以前的要求。
It's 2,000 years old.
这是两千年以前。
The friend is the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个好朋友呢，就是主耶稣基督他。
And the request that he made was this.
他给我的请求呢是这个。
Wherever the gospel is proclaimed.
无论何时，当福音传扬的时候。
In all the world.
在全世界传扬的时候。
I want you to tell the story of this particular woman.
我总要你诉说关于这个女人的事。
Jesus said, I want a memorial built to this woman.
他说我要人纪念这个妇女。
I want her to be remembered.
我要她被人知道，被人纪念。
I'm sure most of you are familiar with the story.
我相信很多人都知道我讲的是什么故事。
Story of a sinner.
这是一个罪人的故事。
Most people believe that she was a prostitute, a harlot.
许多人认为她是一个妓女。
And she came and she brought an alabaster box of very precious perfume.
她来到耶稣那里带着一瓶极珍贵的香膏。
And she ministered to the Lord Jesus Christ.
她用那个来服侍主。
She obviously made a profound impact upon the Lord.
很显然她在主耶稣身上造成了一个极深的影响。
Because out of all the events of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ,
因为在主耶稣基督一生的许多的事迹里面，
this is the one he chose to make a memorial of.
这个是他所拣选的，要众人记得的。
Imagine taking a woman again, a prostitute.
能够想象吗？一个妓女所做的事。
I could have thought of better subjects.
我可以找到更合适的人选。
He could have said, wherever the gospel is proclaimed, tell them about my mother.
他可以说当你们传福音的时候记得要提起我的母亲
But he never did that.
但是主耶稣从来没这样讲
He could have said tell them about my disciples especially Peter, James and John
特别的他说可以说、要记得提起我的这几个这个门徒彼得、约翰和雅各
He could have said wherever the gospel goes tell them about my favorite disciple John
或者呢当你们传福音的时候记得要提起我那个最爱的门徒约翰
But instead he chose this event
但是呢他却选择了这一件事来诉说
And so it had a very profound impact on the life of Jesus
因为很显然在他生命中这有很大的影响
We find this woman in the house of Simon the leper
我们在那个西门的家里那个得大麻风的西门的家里找到这个女人
Simon is giving a banquet, a feast to Jesus and his disciples
西门请主耶稣和他的门徒到家里来坐席
This woman was never invited.
但是这个女人是没有被在邀请之列的。
She was not on the guest list.
她不是在客人名单上的。
She was the furthest thing from Simon's mind.
她根本就不在西门的那个脑海里有印象的。
And yet we find her in Simon's house.
但是呢，她却在西门家中出现了。
And all we can do is speculate based on the word of God how come she came to be there.
所以呢，就着圣经上的话呢，我们只能大概的猜想这个女人怎么会出现在那里的。
What caused a prostitute to walk into a home, a private home?
怎么样让一个妓女会走到一个人的家中，私人的住宅里？
And just become one of the guests.
就成为他们其中的一个客人。
In fact, the most famous guest.
成为这个，而且事实上成为他们当中最著名、最引人注目的一个客人。
Maybe one day she was making her way through the marketplace.
也许有一天她正在市集上行走的时候。
She saw a large crowd of people.
她看到一大群人在那里聚集。
She heard a man speaking.
她听见有一个人在说话。
He was talking about God in a way she'd never heard God referred to before.
这个人讲起神的时候，用一种她从来没有听过的语气在传讲。
He referred to God as a father.
他称神为他的父。
He referred to God as a compassionate God.
他称神是一个有怜悯的神。
A God of grace, a God of mercy.
是有怜悯有恩典的神。
A God of compassion.
是一个充满了爱的神。
A God of forgiveness.
是一个充满了饶恕的神。
Maybe she was there when he addressed the scribes and the Pharisees.
他也许以前听过文士法利赛人讲过。
And he said, prostitutes and harlots will make it into the kingdom before you.
也许这个人正对文士法利赛人传讲，但他却提到呢，这个天国是属于税吏和妓女的。
And maybe she thought, is he just saying that in jest, in fun, or does he really mean it?
他以为他只是随便说说，并不是真的这样意思。
Is it possible that somebody like me, a prostitute, could actually be a part of God's kingdom?
他说有可能吗？一个像我这样的妓女，竟然与神的国度有份。
Is it possible that I could call God my father?
这居然可能我那个叫天上的神为我的父吗？
Is it possible that God could forgive me because of all my sin?
你说我所有的罪，神竟然可以赦免吗？
Maybe that's what made her go on the journey to find him.
也许这就是造成他后来要寻找耶稣的原因。
Maybe she made inquiries, where is he?
也许他四处的询问说耶稣到哪里去了。
Where did that man go that was speaking yesterday in the marketplace?
昨天在市集上传讲的那个人他今天到哪去了。
And they said he's in the house of Simon the leper.
有人告诉他哦在那个大麻风西门的家里。
And so she comes and makes her way into the house.
所以呢他就找到西门家来了。
Or maybe it was totally different than that.
也许呢整个情况发生也根本不是这样。
Maybe she shared a little apartment with another girl.
也许呢，她跟另外一个女子共用一个公寓。
Both of them were involved in prostitution.
两个人都是以妓女为业。
They had shared their lives together over the years.
多年来，他们一起生活。
They had seen again the sadness that their life had caused.
他们都看见在这个职业里面的许多的悲哀。
Maybe one morning she comes home.
也许有一天早晨她回家。
And here is her roommate with a great smile on her face.
看到她的这个同伴呢，脸上有一个极大的喜乐的笑容。
She's never seen her like this before.
她从来没有看见她这么开心过。
There's a radiance about her.
好像她那个放出那个光线一样。
There's a peace about her, a joy about her.
在她脸上有一个平安，有一个喜乐。
And before she can ask what happened,
在她还没有告诉她说你怎么之前，
her roommate begins to share.
她这个室友就开始跟她分享。
I've got to tell you what happened.
哦，我得告诉你发生了什么。
She's all excited.
她非常的兴奋。
She said, "You know, this was one of the most terrible days of my life."
她说今天啊是我这一生中啊最糟糕的一天。
And yet it's ended one of the most triumphant days of my life.
但是也是我这一生中最得胜的一天。
She said, "I was with one of our clients last night."
我昨天晚上呢跟我的一个客人在一起。
And in the early hours of the morning, we were in the act of making love. All of a sudden the doors came open.
突然呢, 我们的门就被打开了,
in came some of the Pharisees.
其他边法利士人跑进来,
and they said to the man, get out of here quick.
他们把那个客人给赶走,
and they grabbed me.
他们把我抓着,
and they said, we've caught her this time.
他说,
we're going to stone her.
我们要将她打死,
and they dragged me down the street.
他们把我拖到,
I just had time to grab a blanket and cover myself. I was so embarrassed, so humiliated. And all I could hear was the crowd was getting larger. We're going to stone
him.
And she said it seemed like eternity, but eventually I was dropped to the feet of a man. I just kept the blanket over my head. And I heard them say to this man, Master,
我听到群众问他说, 哦,
we caught this woman in the act of adultery. And Moses said in the law, we can command, we can stone this woman.
按照摩西的律法说,
are you going to stand with Moses or are you going to oppose Moses? Do you believe in the word of God, the law of God or not? Now is your chance to tell us whether you believe in the law of God. Can we stone her? That's what the law says. Jesus said, yes, you can stone her.
主耶稣说,可以啊,你们可以打,
but just a moment.
但是呢,有一件情况,
the one without sin cast the first stone.
你们谁,你们当中谁是没有罪的,
and she said, all of a sudden it got very quiet.
突然呢,
and pretty soon I could hear the shuffling of feet.
逐渐的我就听到你说脚步声。
And after a while, I heard a voice. And he said, woman, where are your accusers?
他说,
and I lifted up that blanket and I looked. And there was nobody there.
四周一看,
and he said, neither do I condemn you.
但那个人就对我说,
go your way and sin no more.
平平安安地去吧,
and she said, I looked into the most wonderful face.
她说我举头一望,
I've never seen such a pure man. I've never seen such a loving man. I've never seen such a compassionate man. And I don't know how to put it in words, but somehow it was just like taking a shower on the inside. I felt the chains around my life breaking. And for the first time in my life, I had peace, real peace. And she said, if he can do that for you, he can do that for me.
他说,
where is this man? I've got to find him. I want what you've got.
我要得,
I want the peace that you've got. I want the joy that you've got. And her roommate said, well, I heard he was going to Simon's house.
他的室友就说,
and she said, I know Simon.
他说,
I know where he lives. You see, something drew her to this house. She was seeking for him. She wanted him. She didn't just happen to casually drop in and find him there. It wasn't an accident. She knew where he was. And she was determined to make contact with him. And so we find her in the house of Simon. Now the Bible says his name was Simon the leper.
圣经描述这个人家是乃是得大麻风的西门。
Lepers were not allowed to associate with the people.
在那时代麻风病人是不能够有任何社交生活的。
By the law, they had to live a separate life.
按照律法,他们要分别自己出去。
And so we can only assume that Simon had been healed.
所以我们想在这里这个得大麻风的西门一定是得了医治了。
And maybe he is now giving thanks to the one that healed him.
也许呢,他就为了这个感谢主耶稣,因为他医治了他。
Maybe he was one of the ten that was cleansed.
也许呢,他是那个十个得洁净的大麻风中的一个。
And out of gratitude, he is bringing Jesus and his disciples to his home for a Thanksgiving meal.
真的感激的心呢,
You see, I'm sure this man must have been cleansed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in gratitude, again, he has Jesus there as a guest of honor. But what I want to do is focus on this woman. What was it about this woman that had such a profound impact on the life of Jesus? Why did Jesus say, wherever the gospel is proclaimed, tell them the story of this woman? The more I have studied this chapter, the more convinced I am that she was the epitome of the gospel. She represents the gospel when it is fleshed out, if you like. In other words, the gospel can be sort of doctrine.
换句话说呢,
but if you see the expression of that doctrine in a person, this is the person. This is what the gospel looks like when it is really, truly understood. And so the first thing about this woman is she came as a sinner. In verse 37, behold, there was a woman in the city who was a sinner.
在路加福音第七章37节 一开始讲到说在那个城里有一个女人是个罪人。
The gospel begins when we acknowledge that we're a sinner.
福音的开端是在于我们承认知道我们是一个罪人。
There is no gospel apart from the acknowledgement that I am a sinner.
除了有这样的认知以外我们不可能有福音的真实。
That I am lost. That I can't merit or earn God's goodness. And that I am willing to acknowledge that I've sinned and broken the heart of God. Jesus Christ came, the Bible says, to save sinners. This woman doesn't try and put on a mask of being good. She comes just as she is. She is transparent. She's honest. She's not pretending to be something better than she is. You see, the gospel begins when we truly acknowledge that we are sinners. Many times in my meetings, I will have people come to the altar. Many times I will go to some individual and say, can I pray with you? Is there any specific thing I can pray for you about? And many times I will get a response like this. Yes, I've got a problem in my life. I've got a hang up that I'm having difficulty with. And they will use every word but sin. And I will say to that brother or sister, I'm sorry, but the blood of Jesus Christ does not cleanse from problems. The blood of Jesus was not shed for hang ups. We have to acknowledge we're sinners. You see, we don't really like to acknowledge I'm a sinner. Oh, I just got a little bit of an issue in my life. You see, Jesus did not die on the cross for those things. Unless we acknowledge we're sinners, the blood of Jesus Christ cannot cleanse us. The Bible says, if I confess my sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us. God is wanting transparency and honesty in our life. Billy Graham has made that song so popular, Just As I Am, Without One Plea. We have to come just as we are. God hates hypocrisy.
神很不喜欢假冒为善。
The second thing about this woman is she came to the only one that could help her.
第二个特点呢，是这个女人来到一个人，就是唯一能够帮助她的那个人面前。
Jesus said, "He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out."
他说，能够来到我面前的，我都能帮助。
She didn't go to the synagogue.
她并没有到犹太人的会堂去。
She didn't go to the temple.
她也没有去庙堂里。
She didn't go to one of the scribes or the Pharisees.
她也没有去圣殿或者任何一个文士、法利赛人那里去。
She came to the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
但是她来到主耶稣基督他那里。
Jesus Christ is the very center, again, of all that we believe.
事实上，耶稣基督是我们所有相信的中心。
The supremacy of Christ.
神，主耶稣基督的超越。
And so she comes to the Lord.
因此呢，这个女人就来到主面前。
Maybe she had tried religion.
也许她以前试着尝试不同的宗教。
Maybe religion had tried her.
也许宗教也试着帮助她过。Maybe
she'd been rejected many, many times.
也许她曾多次被拒绝。Maybe
for years she'd been looking for peace.
也许多年来她一直寻找平安。Only
to find out that the religious community would not have anything to do with it.
但她只发现一件事，就是所有宗教的团体或社团是不能帮助她的。In
the Word of God, the religious people were some of the worst of all people.
事实上在神的话语中所表达的有一些宗教的领袖是最糟糕的人
At least in the mind of Christ
起码在基督的心里是这样想的
He said to the scribes and the Pharisees
他对文士和法利赛人说
Outwardly you look perfect
在外面你们看起来非常完美
But inside you're like an open sewer
但是你们里面却是充满了粪土
He told stories about the religious community. About the priest and the Levite who were walking down the road one day. Here was a man with a desperate need. He'd been robbed and beaten. He was dying. And the religious people just passed him by. Finally, a Samaritan came and picked him up. And so Jesus hated the religious community. Many, many times he berated them. He exposed their hypocrisy. He told the story of the religious man who went into the temple to pray. And he approached God with tremendous arrogance and pride. There was a sinner beside him. He said, God, I thank you, I'm not like that man.
他指着那个人说，神啊，我感谢你，因为我不像那罪人。I
fast, I pray, I tithe.
我禁食祷告，我也十一奉献。In
other words, I'm worthy of your affection.
换句话说呢，我是值得你爱的。And
the Bible said God never listened to the man.
但是圣经说神从来不听这样人的祷告。But
the sinner beat upon his breast.
但是旁边这个罪人捶胸。He
won't even lift his eyes to God.
甚至不敢把头抬起来向神。He
said, God, be merciful to me, the sinner.
他说，哦，主啊，像我这样的罪人，请你给我怜悯。The
Bible says God extended His grace to that man.
圣经说，神呢就向他施怜悯。And
so there is something about religion.
所以关于宗教是有一些特别的。That
lacks again the reality of the life of God.
因为常常里面是缺乏神生命的真实。
There is a form of godliness but no reality.
虽然有敬虔的外貌，却没有敬虔的真实。Rich
in tradition. But has no relationship. And so this woman does not go to the synagogue. She comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to the religious people, Go learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice.
耶稣说：“你们要学习，我喜欢怜悯，连续不喜欢祭祀。”They
had lost compassion and mercy.
因为那些宗教的领袖已经失去了向那罪人的怜悯和爱。They
looked down their nose at anybody that was not a part of them.
他们对不属于他们或不像他们的人非常的轻视。Aren't
you glad that Jesus came to save sinners?
你岂不高兴主耶稣来乃是要拯救罪人吗？
Several years ago now, I got an email.
许多年前我收到一个电子邮件。It
was a story of a minister who stood one Sunday morning.
这讲到一个故事呢，就是有一次有一个牧师在礼拜天的早晨。He
reached into his pocket and he took a $20 bill, a brand new one.
他把手放在口袋里呢，拿出一张崭新的20美元的钞票。And
he said, I want to give away this $20 bill.
他说，我现在呢要把这20块钱给出去。
Who wants it?
谁要？
Many hands went up.
很多手都举起来。
And he said, just a moment.
他说, 等一等。
And he took that $20 bill and he wadded it up in a little ball.
他呢,
and he held it up. He said, who wants it now?
他说,
sure enough, many, many hands.
还是很多人把手举起来。
Then he opened it up, it was all wrinkled.
然后他就把那个钞票展开,
he tore it.
他把它给撕了一点,
he spat on it.
他吐口吐吐痰在上面,
he put it on the ground.
把它放在地上,
and he worked his foot into it.
他把它踩得乱七八糟,
it was now torn and dirty.
所以现在这个钞票又脏又烂,
he picked it up and wadded it up again.
他再拿起来, 把它卷成一个小球,
who wants it now?
他说现在还有谁要?
Sure enough, the same amount of people.
没有,
the same amount.
Oh,
and he said, isn't it interesting?
他说,
but even though it is torn and dirty and wrinkled,
虽然呢,
it hasn't lost its value.
但是却还没有失去它的价值。
He says, that's the way God sees sinners.
他说,
the enemy spits upon us. He dirties us with sin.
他也许用罪恶来污染我们,
tries to ruin and destroy our life. And in the eyes of God, we still have value.
但是在神的眼中,
and God saw the value in this woman. The third thing about this woman is she came prepared to give everything.
这个女人的第三个特点呢,
the Bible says in the other accounts that she brought a box or a vial of very precious perfume.
对,圣经其他地方有记载说,
the Bible tells us it was worth over 300 denarii.
在那个时候,
a denarii was a copper coin.
那是,
it was the equivalent of one day's wage.
一个铜钱呢,
there are 365 days in the year. If you take away 52 Sabbaths,
如果你把52个安息日除去,
then you take away some of the feast days and high days,
再把一些节庆也除去,
you have around 300 days of work. And this box was worth over 300 days of work.
这一个香膏,
so in other words, she brought to the Lord a gift of 1 year's salary.
换句话说呢, 她带来的礼物呢,
I think you would acknowledge that's a pretty extravagant gift. She doesn't give God just 10%.
她不是给人十分之一而已,
or 20%.
或者20%, 二,
she doesn't give a sort of a bonus of $200 or $300. She brings the equivalent of 1 year's salary. Now, I'm sure in this room there's a variety of salaries. There are students here that have still got bills to pay. There are some that are already in business and doing well. And so rather than look at the person on the left or the right of you,
所以呢,
just remember the amount that you wrote down on the IRS form this year. Your salary. Would you be prepared to give that to the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, I think if we understand the gospel, it means that we are prepared to give God everything. That thing which we value the most. And money, of course, represents whatever we want. Every desire we have can be satisfied with money. The house, the car, the clothes, the jewelry.
房子、车子、衣服、珠宝,
money represents that. And so here she comes with maybe $30,000, $40,000, $60,000. You see, that's really what the gospel is all about, isn't it? If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. The gospel demands everything that we are. Not just the material things, but our very life. One of the old hymn writers said, if the whole realm of nature were mine, that were a present far too small. God's love that is so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. And so she comes ready to give everything that she has. The thing that she valued the most all of a sudden has lost its value in comparison to who he is. The next thing about this woman is she came in humility. It says in verse 38, and standing behind him at his feet. I love that little phrase. She doesn't come in to sort of take over the show. She doesn't come in to be in the limelight. She doesn't want all the attention. She doesn't want all the eyes to be focused on her. Instead, she stands behind him. You see, again, I think if we understand the gospel, it's not about us, it's about him. It's not about, drawing attention to myself. It's about magnifying the Lord. And there are too many people that want to be in the limelight or the spotlight. They want all the attention. And yet she comes and she wants him to be the focus. I've been impressed with many of your songs. Much of the ministry. Again, has put Jesus Christ in his central place. And I believe that's the key, isn't it? That he is to have first place preeminence in all things, the Bible says. And we're not to focus on anything else other than him. When Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, and the disciples were already planning the tabernacles, they wanted to elevate Moses and Elijah. And all of a sudden that cloud came and enveloped them. And God said, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. And somehow we have to focus again on the Lord Jesus Christ. If we understand the gospel, that is what it's all about. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor. All you that are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. For I am meek and lowly. Jesus again represented true humility. And if the gospel has its impact as it should on our life, it should produce humility. Not haughtiness or pride or arrogance, but a true humility. See, this is why I think Jesus singled out this particular story episode in his life. He said this is really the gospel. First of all, the acknowledgement that we're a sinner. Secondly, that we come to the only one that is the answer. The only source of cleansing is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only one that can provide forgiveness. And then we have to be willing to give everything that we have. Where we don't withhold anything from him. But he has given his rightful place of preeminence. And then that we learn from him to walk in humility. The Old Testament prophet said, he's shown the old man what is good. What does the Lord require of thee? But to do justly. To love mercy. And to walk humbly with thy God. And humility means that we stand behind him. So that we don't again take the place of supremacy. The next thing, she came in brokenness. It says she was standing behind him at his feet weeping. You know the story, she began to wash his feet with her tears. Here she is, totally broken. You see, the Bible says God resists the proud. But he gives grace to the humble. A broken and a contrite heart I will not despise. This is the gospel, that we come broken, mourning over our sin. Can you imagine this woman whose body was so defiled? And here she is in the presence of a holy God. I can imagine that she felt something like Isaiah. When there in chapter 6, he went into the house of God one day. And he had a revelation of the glory and the majesty of God. And suddenly he recognized his own condition. And he says, I too am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. But mine eyes have seen the Lord. And I think as she looked upon him, and she saw such holiness and such purity, that she saw how vile she really was. And I believe she began to weep in repentance. And I believe that as she was washing his feet with her tears, that he was washing her heart. And the more she wept, the cleaner she became. The beholding, she was changed. And then I think those tears possibly turned to tears of joy. And she began again to experience that for the first time, a sense of cleansing and peace. She began to feel again that her body was pure. You see, it's very possible that this woman brought another bottle with her. Not a bottle of perfume, but what the Bible calls a tear bottle. Archaeologists have uncovered hundreds of these as they've excavated various tombs. They found these bottles. They've analyzed the contents over the hundreds and thousands, well, 2,000 years, they've dried up, obviously. But they found this sort of salty solution. And they've called them tear bottles. You see, 2,000 years ago, they didn't have things like diaries. People didn't keep a journal. Instead, they had a tear bottle. And maybe this girl was given one of these bottles when she was 14, 15 years of age. Maybe it was a gift for her birthday. Maybe for a year or so it just sat there empty. And then one day she fell in love with a young man. Everything about this man seemed to satisfy her. They began to go together. And one day she was just overcome with joy. And for the first time she reached for that bottle. And she shed some tears of joy. Maybe some months later she was proposed to and accepted his offer to be married. Again, she went home that night just so satisfied. And she put in some more tears of joy. Maybe a little while later, the wedding took place. And one day, she was just sitting one afternoon, just so content. All her dreams seemed fulfilled. And again, she put some tears of joy in that bottle. A few months go by. She finds that she's pregnant. She's always wanted to hold a little one in her arms. Always wanted to bring forth life. The baby's born. And one day she's holding that little one to the breast. And again she's just so content. So appreciative of the way her life has gone. And again she put some tears in that bottle. Maybe 6 months go by. One day she walks into the baby's room. The baby's got a raging fever. She knows that it's serious. The doctor comes. He said there's nothing I can do. The baby's got some sort of disease. And there she sits by the bedside grieving. She knows it's only a matter of days. She's going to have to see that little one slip away. She takes that bottle and she puts some tears of grief. Those tears again mingle with those tears of joy. A week later, the baby dies. And after letting that little one down in the grave, she comes home. The whole world seems to have been devastated. Her husband tries to console her. But she can't find any relief. She takes that bottle and she puts some more tears of grief. Maybe for a few little while that things are alright. And then one day she finds out her husband has been cheating her. It isn't long before he's left her for another woman. Here she is now, she's lost everything. Maybe she lost her home. She's lost her child, she's lost her marriage. And now that bottle begins to fill with tears of sadness, sorrow. Maybe that's why she became a prostitute. To earn some money. She'd nothing else to do, maybe no education. Lots of girls do that. Maybe she started initially looking for some sort of meaningful relationship. Only to find out men were not really interested in her, just a body. Maybe she'd come home at night and fill that bottle with tears. You see, the psalmist says, all my tears are stored up in your bottle. God's got a tear bottle. He knows everything about your life. He knows all the highs and all the lows. He knows the sadness and sorrows. He knows the disappointments. He knows the things that have broken your heart. He knows the times you've cried yourself to sleep. The times you've thought, if only I'd have gone this way instead of that way. If only I've never taken that particular path. I should have listened to my parents. You see, we've all got tear bottles, haven't we? The way things maybe could have been. And I think this woman brought again this tear bottle. You see, it takes a lot of tears to wash somebody's feet. And I think along with those tears that flowed out of her eyes, I think she took that tear bottle and began to pour it out. See, the Bible says, casting all your care upon me because I care for you. You see, the gospel is not just the message of forgiveness. It's a message of wholeness. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me not only to preach the gospel, but to bind up the broken heart, to open the prison doors, the things that have bound up your life, the fears, the insecurities. Jesus Christ is the great liberator. He wants to take that heart that has been broken and shattered. Again, a little girl that's been abused. A young man that has been beaten. A father that abused you in some way. Maybe verbally. Maybe you were always compared to a brother that was smarter than you. Maybe he was the center of the attention of the family. And all you heard, why can't you be as smart as your brother? Maybe you had a pretty sister. And you knew you were the one that were the ugly duckling. And it's made an impact on your life. You still don't value yourself. You still run yourself down. You don't see yourself the way God sees you. And inside, you've got a broken heart. You see, the gospel is the answer to that too. Jesus came to set the captives free. To bind up the broken heart. And we can come and we can bring our tear bottle and cast all of our cares upon Him. And He can wash us. I will never forget many years ago listening to Brother Jack Hayford. Many of you know him here in Los Angeles area. He took a little phrase from the book of Hebrews. The scripture says that we can have a heart sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. And our bodies washed with pure water. And he said, I believe there are many in this congregation that have had their hearts sprinkled clean. But he says, some of you need to have your body washed. Because prior to marriage, you've used that body in the wrong sense. You've been involved in the inappropriate sexual behavior before marriage. And even now, as a believer, you still feel a certain defilement. And he says you can have your body washed with pure water. That's what Paul said to the Corinthians. He said, you know, many of you are effeminate. Many of you are adulterers and fornicators. Many of you are homosexuals. But he says you're washed. You're cleansed, you're sanctified. And he said to those same people, I'm going to present you a chaste virgin to Christ.
他说因此呢, 我要把你们像处女一样献给基督。
Oh, that God can wash our bodies.
哦,神可以洁净我们的身体。
Not just our hearts sprinkled clean.
不是在我们天良上打净。
But all the defilement of sin.
但是我们说因着罪而来的罪行。
Can be washed away by the blood of the Lamb.
都可以借着羔羊的血得洁净。
And I can stand before God a virgin.
我可以在神面前站立，好像处女一般。
Because of the amazing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督他奇异的救恩。
And I think again, this woman was experiencing all of that.
我想这个女人那一天经历了这许多的点。
And so those tears started off as tears of repentance.
也许她当初的眼泪呢，是悔改的眼泪。
Tears of remorse and regret.
是忧伤，是懊悔的眼泪。
Soon changed to tears of joy.
逐渐的那个眼泪就变成喜乐的眼泪。
Tears of gratitude and thankfulness.
感激的眼泪。
But then she also came willing to serve.
而且她带着一个愿意服侍的心来到主面前。
See, the Bible says she was washing his feet.
圣经说她起先在洗陶师主的脚。
That was a very common practice.
这个在当时是一个很普通的事。
Every great house would have a servant at the door.
在每一个大宅里面呢，都会有仆人。
It was a job that was reserved for the lowest slave.
专门的是特别给那个最低等的奴隶来做的事。
Because it was the most despised and despicable job.
因为那是一个最被人所轻视的工作。
You see, the guests did not arrive in their Toyotas and Hondas.
因为客人来的时候不是开着Toyota丰田轿车来的。
They maybe arrived on horses.
也许他们骑着马来。
Maybe donkeys and camels.
也许骑着驴来。
Or they just walked.
或者他们走来的,
and this is an agricultural country.
这是一个农业的国家,
and those same roads that they walked along,
他们走了很长远的路来,
the animals were driven along.
他们的那个骑着动物来的,
the cattle were driven along the roads, the sheep.
在那个路上有许多的动物经过, 有马, 有骆驼,
and it was impossible to walk along those roads without stepping in something.
所以走这么远路来的时候很难不踩到一点什么东西。
And so this was a necessity.
所以这是必要的。
You didn't want to bring in that aroma to the house.
你不要带着那样的动物的气味来到人的家中。
But nobody wanted this job.
但是没有人喜欢做这样的工作。
Washing somebody's feet.
就是替人洗脚。
And Simon got caught up so busy in what he was doing.
西门很忙, 他没有时间注意这样的事。
He forgot to put somebody at the door.
他忘了吩咐有人在这门口。
And this woman saw a need and she fulfilled it.
但这女人看见有这样的需要, 她就来达成这个需要。
See, that really is the gospel, isn't it?
这岂不是福音的真意吗?
Jesus washed feet.
主耶稣也替人洗脚。
He said, if I, your Lord and Master, can wash feet,
他说若是我是你的主, 我尚且洗你的脚,
then you can wash it.
你们岂不是更当彼此洗脚?
See, just a few minutes before that,
在这个事情发生几分钟以前,
the disciples were arguing amongst themselves,
门徒正在彼此争议,
as to who was the greatest.
要争论谁比较大。
And Jesus took off his garments,
主耶稣就把他的袍子脱去,
and he got a towel,
拿了一条毛巾,
and he demonstrated true greatness.
来向他们显出什么是真实的伟大。
He that would be the greatest among you,
他说, 谁在你们中间伟大的,
let him become servant of all.
就要在你们当中做众人的仆人。
See, that's why I think Jesus chose this story.
我想这就是为什么主耶稣选择这女人的故事。
It embodies the gospel.
因为他把福音的真意包含其中。
We can never surpass who Jesus is.
我们永远不能超越主耶稣的他的地位。
But even though he had equality with God, he did not grasp at it.
虽然他与神为同等, 他却不以此为强。
But he humbled himself.
反而虚己谦卑。
And he became a servant.
成为一个仆人。
And he said, I want you to become servants.
他对我们说，我也要你成为一个仆人。
If I can wash your feet, you can wash one another's feet.
若是我能够洗你的脚，你们岂不是更当洗彼此的脚？
I'm leaving you an example.
我给你们做了一个榜样。
Of what true greatness really is.
教导你们真正的伟大是什么。
And somehow this woman seems to embody everything that Jesus is trying to get across with the gospel.
不知道为何这个女人似乎是完全能够明白基督所要教导有关福音的真意。
The next thing, she came in faith.
下一个特点呢，就是她带着信心来到主面前。
Verse 50, he said to the woman, your faith has saved you, go in peace.
因为第五十节，耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安地回去吧。
The Bible says there's no peace for the wicked.
圣经说恶人是没有平安的。
There's no such thing as genuine peace and sin being together.
就是不可能有一个真实的平安能够与罪同时在一起。
This woman was a sinner.
这个女人是个罪人。
She never knew the peace of God or peace with God.
她从来不认识神的平安。
But she came in faith.
但是她带着信心来。
That's how the gospel works.
这就是福音的发生的功效的地方。
When we come in faith, believing.
当我们带着信心来相信了
Believing in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ
相信了主耶稣的死
Believing that he loves us
相信他爱我们
Believing that we're not worthy of that forgiveness
相信我们不配得这样的饶恕
But God in his grace gives it to us
但是在神的恩典里却给了我们
And the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God
圣经说人非有信不能讨神的喜悦
And so she comes believing that God is able to meet her need
因此她带着信心相信神要预备
I'm sure that most of you are born again of the Spirit of God.
我相信我们在座的许多人都是已经重生的基督徒。
But maybe you still need to come and say, God, I need my body washed.
也许你仍然来需要来到主面前说，神啊，我的身体需要得洁净。
God, I've got some tear bottles inside.
神啊，我仍然有这一瓶的眼泪。
Things I've never shared with anybody.
这关乎许多我从来没有告诉人的事。
I'm too ashamed. I'm too hurt.
我太不好意思告诉人，或者太伤痛。
I've got a broken heart.
我有一个破碎的心。
And I've never really given you the opportunity of healing it.
我从来没有给你机会让你来医治我。
And those things torment me at night.
这些事情常常在午夜梦回的时候折磨我的心。
When I think back to some of the things I did as a teenager.
特别我回想，也许在我青少年中时候所做的事。
And even though I've been a Christian many years, the enemy still brings condemnation.
虽然我已经做了基督徒多年，但是仇敌常把这些过去的事带来。
I need to reach out in faith.
我现在需要带着信心到你面前。
And say, Lord, just take all of them.
跟你说，主啊，把这些都拿去吧。
I pour out at your feet my tear bottle.
我将我的眼泪都倾倒在你的脚前。
And you can know the peace of God.
你知道我的平安。
That deep, deep rest.
我们可以因此认识什么是神的平安，那个极深的安息。
When I was a little boy in England.
我在英国长大，当我是一个小男孩的时候。
The local newspaper had a contest.
地方性的报纸举行一个比赛。
The contest was award, I can't remember now, financial award, I believe.
我记得那个比赛呢，最后是有奖金的。
And it was to be given to the person that could best describe or depict the word peace.
那这个奖金是要给谁能够用文字最佳来描述平安这个字
They received hundreds and hundreds of entries
当然有成百的那个人去应考
Most of them were photographs or paintings
很多时候呢他们送来的是相片或者是画
Most of them had one sort of general theme
或者呢有人是写然后描述平安的文字
A beautiful sunset
也许是一个美丽的夕阳
Beautiful, calm, placid water
for the 非常安静稳定的水面
You could see in the water the reflection of the trees it was so smooth and calm
你在平静的湖面上看见所有的树影倒影在
Everything seemed to depict a beautiful peaceful scene
好像每一个图画都彰显一个极其平安的环境
But the entry that won the contest
但是得奖的那个 piece 呢
was different than all the others
是跟所有的都不同的
It was a raging waterfall
乃是在一个瀑布之下
and coming over the rocks
那瀑布越过石头
the sky was black and it was raining heavily
后面的天空是非常的黑然后当时有暴风雨
there was lightning flashing through the sky
你可以看到在黑暗的天空中有闪电
the wind was blowing the leaves were coming off the trees
你可以看得出来树叶被极强的风所吹动
and there in the midst of the rocks in the waterfall
在这个瀑布跟许多的石头之间
there was a little tiny shrub
你看到一个小小的树枝
And there in the shrub there was a bird's nest
在那个树枝里面呢有一个鸟巢
And there on the bird's nest was the mother bird
在那个鸟巢之上呢有一个母鸟
And underneath her wings you could just see the little ones
在它的翅膀之下你看到许多幼小的雏鸟
Perfectly secure
非常的安全
There under the shadow of that mother's wing
在母鸟的荫庇之下
And even though everything round about was out of control
虽然在他四周所有情况都是不是他们所能控制
There was no fear
但是却没有任何的惧怕
Because they knew they were under the protection of their mother
因为这些小鸟们知道他们在母亲的保护之下
God doesn't guarantee us times when there are no problems
神从来没有保证我们生活中没有问题
And yet in the midst of all the turmoil of life, when everything seems to be going against us, we can still have the peace of God. As that song says, it is well with my soul. And here now she's got the peace of God. And then the last thing. She came in worship. Not only was she washing his feet, the Bible says she was kissing his feet. Oh, the kiss is a sign of affection. It's a expression of our love and our gratitude. And as soon as she begins to kiss his feet, somehow Simon is notified of what's going on. And I can imagine one of the servants saying, Simon, we've got some problems. And Simon says, what? Is something wrong with the soup? You know, did you drop something, broke something? Didn't we have enough people dinner was set at the table? What do you mean something's wrong? The man said, no, the food's all right, the table's all right. But that woman's in the house. What woman? I never invited any woman. You know the prostitute that hangs out on the corner? She's in your house. What? He comes marching in. He looks at Jesus. And immediately says, I've misdiagnosed, if you like, this man. I've misunderstood him. I thought he was a prophet. But if he was a prophet, he would expose this woman. He would expose who she really is. I've misjudged him. He's not a prophet at all. And of course, Jesus takes him aside. He says, Simon, this woman, has been washing my feet because there was nobody there to wash my feet. Simon, there was nobody there to greet me when I came in at the door. Nobody to bestow that kiss. But this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet. And Jesus begins to defend her. You see, the Bible says, kiss the son lest he be angry. I think the kiss again is that appreciation for all that God has done for you. I think it's the natural response for all of his goodness. When we look at the place from which we've been dug, we realize the amazing grace of God in our life. Say, God, if it wasn't for your grace, where would I be today? And out of that should flow thanksgiving and gratitude. That's what the psalmist said. He lifted me out of a horrible pit. He took me out of the miry clay. And he put a new song in my mouth. Even praise to my God. In other words, the psalmist was able to kiss the Lord. Because of all of God's goodness. And I think this woman now is just overflowing with gratitude. And she holds onto those feet. And as the tears are coming down, she's just kissing and kissing and kissing and kissing. Oh, it wasn't just one kiss. The Bible says she has not ceased to kiss my
feet.
Can you imagine how good that must have felt? To have your feet washed. And then to have them kissed. When's the last time you kissed his feet? When's the last time you shared and showed your appreciation? Where you just got along with the Lord? Oh, not corporately. You see, I don't think the corporate expression really counts. If there isn't a private expression. That's just hypocrisy. If God only sees us doing it on Sunday morning, or Wednesday night, He has a right to question how sincere we really are. Because if we don't express it the rest of the time, then it's just religion. It's just ritual. It's just doing it because everybody else is doing it. We're just conforming to a pattern. Oh, the psalmist wasn't like that. New every morning, you
must.
You daily load us with benefits. We need to kiss and go. One final little thought. It says that she has touched me. You can compare the various Gospels. I picked up a book a number of years ago, written by one of the old brethren teachers. And this is what he says. Only what touches Jesus will have God's approval. Every act we do will be judged by how it relates to Jesus. Only what touches Jesus will have God's approval.
神只批准，神只允许，那是经过耶稣来的。
You see, this woman touched him.
这个女人摸了耶稣。
I trust your life is touching him.
我相信你的生命也摸着了耶稣。
But he is your life.
他是你的生命。
The Bible says, when Christ, our life shall appear.
他说，有一天我们都要在基督里显现。
And that on a daily basis you're touching him.
因此在每一天的里面，我们必须学着来触摸耶稣。
Because then it will have God's approval. And so everything about this story, I think, made an impact on the life of Jesus. So great an impact. He says whether the gospel goes to Africa or China or India or Malaysia, whether it goes to the islands of the sea, make sure you tell them about this woman. I want you to build a memorial. I want you to honor her because of what she did for me. That's the gospel. If we really understand the gospel, we'll be worshippers. We'll be servers. All of these things will have an expression in our
lives.
We won't go around arrogant and proud. We won't be seeking for recognition. But we'll stand behind him. So as not to eclipse who he is. That he might be the very center of everything. Let's just close in prayer. Lord, we thank you this morning for all that you've done in our lives. The Lord, we came as sinners, but now you call us saints. Lord, we came broken, but now you've put us back together again. We came wounded, but Lord, you've healed us. We came with tears, but you've given us a garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. And Lord, we come to you this morning.
因此主，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, to say that we are willing to serve you.
你说主啊，我们愿意侍奉你。
Lord, we're willing to do that very menial task, whatever it is.
我们愿意做那最微小的事物，无论是什么。
Lord, there's no job that we're not willing to say, Lord, I'll do it.
主耶稣，没有一件事在你家中，我会说我不愿意做的。
Lord, we ask that you would truly cause humility to be a part of our life.
主啊，我祷告你让谦卑真的成为我们生命的一部分。
Take away the pride, the self-seeking.
把那个自我利益的寻求的情形拿走。
The desire for recognition.
把愿意求被肯定、被知道的情形拿走。
Lord, again, bring us to that place of humility.
主啊，带我们到你降卑之处。
Father, we want to kiss you this morning.
主啊，我们要来到你面前亲吻你。
For all that you've done, Lord.
为着你在我们生命中所做的一切。
Father, we express again our thanksgiving.
主啊，我们要向你表达我们的感恩。
Our appreciation.
我们的感激。
Lord, we want to keep on kissing you daily.
主啊，我们要每一天不断地亲吻你。
When we think of all your goodness.
尤其想到你一切的良善。
Your daily blessings upon us.
你每一日赐给我们的恩典。
Father, I pray if there's somebody in this room this morning.
主啊，我祷告今天在我们当中的人。
That still has a broken heart.
若是有人仍有破碎的心。
That is still holding on to a tear bottle.
或者仍然握有那个除眼泪的瓶子。
Lord, they will come in faith this morning.
主啊，我们祷告他们来到你面前。
Believing that Lord, you can wash that thing out of their life.
相信你能够把这一切都洗净。
You can bring total restoration.
你能够将我们完全恢复。
Lord, you can renew them to a point where you call them a virgin.
你能够更新我们到一个地步，你可以称我们为处。
Where all things pass away and all things become new.
所有的过去的事都要过去。
That's the gospel.That's your grace, that's your love.
这是你的爱，是你的恩典。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你宝贵的话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名祷告。Amen.
So 我们不是传救主爱罪人。
We not only preach that Savior loves.Sinners.
我们也传罪人爱救主。
But also the fact that sinners love the Savior.
不是主来成为我们的满足。
Not only the Lord has come to be our satisfaction.
我们也真的祷告，让我们的主在我们中间，他得着满足。
We also pray the Lord in our midst be satisfied.
真的，爱是这样的奇妙深厚。
Yes, indeed, His love is so great and deep.
主当得着我们的心。我们的命，我们的爱，我们的所有。
He deserves our heart, our love, and our all.